This is Wits. I'm John Moe. A great show just ahead. Terrific comedy, wonderful music, and fantastic guests like Patton Oswalt.
Whoa, John, easy on the superlatives. It's great, terrific, wonderful, fantastic.
Well, but Patton, I believe that.
Yeah, it rings hollow. Everyone expects you to say that the show is awesome and full of comedy and music. Instead, blow their minds.
Well, how?
Well, we have an hour of high-pitched screeching sounds ahead. And the guests are some old raccoons we found under the porch here at the Fitzgerald Theater here in St. Paul. It's not true, but it's bold.
We don't even have a porch. Can I at least say that musician Ben Lee is here? People love him.
Hey, John, I'll play some songs, but let's tell people I'm here to get in fistfights and complain about the weather.
Okay, so even though it's going to be a super fun show, just tell the audience that it won't be?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of saying it's coming up...
The show will never happen.
From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. And I am happy to announce a new addition to my family. Arrived this week, her name is Marshmallow. She's a guinea pig, a gift for my daughter Margaret, who just turned 5. Marshmallow brings our household guinea pig total to 3. All ladies, every night is guinea pig ladies' night at our house. Each kid has a pig now, which is great. I love guinea pigs so much that I don't even mind that with the addition of pig 3, we officially crossed the line from that family that has some guinea pigs to that crazy guinea pig family. Guinea pigs are small, they're furry, they're relatively easy to care for, they're dumb as a shovel, and something I've always wanted in a pet but never found, they are simple. See, we've had a complicated dog for a while named Dave. Rescue dog. Barks with hysterical anger when I come home, thus failing the happy to see you at the end of the day test. Arguably the only directive in a dog's job description. I'm the only family member, I'm the only person that he does this with. After he calms down, though, I'm the one that he seeks out for comfort, sitting next to me on the couch, his hands on my chest, his eyes begging for affection, which I give him because why pretend our relationship is normal or healthy at that point? I'm like the horrible husband in a Lifetime cable movie, but I haven't done anything. Dave also gets very angry at and will boldly attack brooms, vacuum cleaners, rakes, balloons, and plastic balls. I'm emotionally spent from taking care of this dog. We tried hamsters for a while. They seem simple, but they are way too deathy. You never know why they're dying, but you know it's because you screwed up in some way. Often they linger before death like heroines in 19th century novels, bedridden with consumption whilst the family estate crumbles. Hamsters teach kids about mortality, which is fine, but you can only learn that lesson so many times before diminishing returns turn an educational moment into a lifetime of sorrow. Guinea pigs, however, are everything I always wanted in kids before I had kids. My own kids are complex and precocious and eccentric, and I love them, but I always kind of wanted stupid kids. The kind that wouldn't get in trouble because they'd just hang out, being easily amused. And if, like guinea pigs, they were delighted by a gift of leafy greens, so much the better. So we have guinea pigs. We pet them. We listen to them hoot. Sometimes we take them out on the lawn to graze on grass. We sit close by them as distant hawks think, just look away for a minute. We never do. The guinea pigs delight me in ways that my dog and hamsters and children have failed so desperately. At a certain age, a man needs simplicity in his life. Guinea pigs, highly recommended. We got a great show. Patton Oswalt is here. And musician Ben Lee. Our acting company this week features Bill Corbett, Kevin Murphy, and Ione Sky. And as always, we have John Munson and the witnesses. Patton Oswalt is one of the best comedians in the world. He's also an actor, having appeared in Young Adult, Ratatouille, Big Fan, King of Queens, Justified, and on and on. He's in all the awesome things, is my point. Also the author of Zombie Spaceship Wasteland. Patton Oswalt, welcome back to Wits.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Now, going around on the internet, which is...
You went around on the internet?
I went around the
is
internet.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, yes.
Honey, I'm going to go around the internet for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Just going to go around.
Don't wait up.
Yeah.
Was your epic improvised speech on Parks and Recreation...
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh,
this is you as a person in Pawnee, Indiana, filibustering at a city council meeting.
Yeah.
Describe a little bit of what that was and how that kind of came to be.
All right, let me tell you. I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was, I got cast on Parks and Rec, and it's one of my favorite shows. Parks and Rec is like one of the best half hours on TV right now. Parks and Rec is like you get to watch a 22-minute Tom McCarthy film every week. It's so perfect. And so I was very excited, but everyone on the show, they're such dead ringers as far as improv. I wanted to be able to keep up. I didn't want to get fired. In my mind, I'm always going to get fired. Just in my head, I'm just going to get fired from everything. So in the scene, if you notice, because both Amy and John Glazer are mic'd, so what the scene was supposed to be was, we just need you to talk for a minute, filibuster on anything, just talk about Star Wars, doesn't matter. And in the background, while Amy and John go, oh, this guy's an idiot, we have to move, you know.
And Amy then, Poehler and John Glazer, characters on the show.
Amy Poehler, who is the lead, and then John Glazer, who is a recurring as this guy, Jam, Councilman Jam, who's, again, yeah, you've been jammed. John Glazer is also a genius. So then what I didn't know was the director and Amy and all said, don't call cut on him and just see how long he'll go. They just wanted to see. And it's just me. I just keep going and going until...
It was like 8 or 9 minutes?
I think it's 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Where I pitch out an entire
and it's
scenario.
Star Wars linking up with X-Men, linking up with...
Avengers linking up with all the stuff from Wrath and Clash of the Titans. And what else did I throw in there? It was crazy. Huh? Fantastic Four was in there. Yes,
Spider-Man was in there.
Spider-Man's in there.
You know what I love about it is at the end, you quit only because you're thirsty. I'm convinced if you had a Marco Rubio bottle of water there.
I know. I even referenced him because it just happened. And I'm like, if I don't drink, I'm going to die.
You could have hours properly hydrated.
What I also like is there in the aftermath, because I'm playing, my character is a really kind of a horrible guy. Very judgmental, so I'm saying... What, like, stuff that really dumb, mean nerds say. Like, Hawkeye and Black Widow are not first-tier Avengers. And just stuff like, yeah, I know. Hey, I know. So I'm saying, and then I say, like, Moon Knight is. So then, in comments under the video, there were people literally going, last I checked, Moon Knight was not a first-tier. So I basically... In doing this character, I kicked up like 800 of the real version on the internet that are now on there going, last I checked, it's the Avengers that fly the Quinjet and the X-Men fly the Blackbird. So it's funny how Well, a lot of use of the word me thinks in the comments.
Oh, boy.
So.
You know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But you have a knack, though, for doing things that get huge online, that get spread around. Your riff on that, or your take really on the Conan Jay Leno situation became like the gospel for a lot of people, crystallized the whole issue. You had a very inspiring thing that you wrote about the Boston Marathon recently that got spread around. How the internet depends on you, Patton Oswalt. How do you feel about being given this mantle?
The internet depends on 14-year-olds and 40-year-old shut-ins. It does not depend on me. I'm merely delivering
but
stuff.
But you are
to
them. You are their king.
That is like the saddest kingdom in Game of Thrones right there. Shall we petition the land of 14-year-old boys and 40-year-old unmarried shut-ins? No.
You're trying to rally really an army from those guys, and it's just a disaster.
I don't know. It's weird. I was talking with Amy Mann, who's been a guest on the show, and she has done now several interviews where the interviewer has asked her, when she's saying, you know, it's still a struggle for her and getting stuff out, and then they will ask her, why don't you just do a viral video? In other words, you do not get to choose what catches on.
Like, there isn't a viral setting on YouTube. You
know, oh, I forgot to click the viral box. I mean, the Jay Leno thing that I went off on was a thing that I just truly felt and kind of, I maybe the thing that, and it seems to me that the things that go viral, not just me, but anything that catches on, is someone who is just trying to be trying to be very present and sincere in a conversation rather than trying to connect with the ether. In other words, what the ether recognizes is, wow, those are two people really, because the Leno thing is me talking to another comedian, Scott Aukerman, and we are both truly befuddled and confused and angry about what's going on. The Boston thing was I was really, really upset. I wrote that kind of for me, just so I could go on with my day and not give up. And then the thing on Parks and Rec was me, you know, there was a lot of terror there, but I am basically talking to Amy Poehler and waiting for someone to tell Gut. So I think what the...
It's all pretty simple then.
Yeah, people that shoot for viral never get it. People that just try to connect with one person, that is what almost always goes viral.
I'm going to ask you a tough question now. Mm-hmm. And it's as much for me as for you, because we're similar in age, and I think we have some similar interests. Mm-hmm. We're both grown men, we're fathers, we're husbands. We have an interest in rock and roll bands and science fiction and comic books. And
I'll go to prom with you.
Okay, thank you. Given all these interests, is it unseemly? Is it grown up to have these interests? Are we truly men in the way that our fathers might have known the term?
Well, yeah, you know what? Listen, I...
Because I worry.
Well, look, it's... My dad is a war veteran and an ex-Marine and still thrills when there is a John Wayne movie on TV that he saw as a boy or a piece of music that he liked as a kid. All the so-called nerdy, childish things that you just described all went into making us men, even if it was in a very clumsy way. You know, there are times that in even the most seemingly disposable comic book or disposable piece of pop culture, it was created by a human that was trying to get a message out there about honor and facing fear and living. So you get it wherever it comes. As many grown men that got their inspiration from DC Comics or from watching Star Trek, there are also equally grown men that got their inspiration as little kids watching sports figures or, you know, watching NASCAR. It's all just as valuable. It's about human achievement and trying to be an adult. And there's no right or wrong way to get to being an adult. Yeah. So if it works, it works. So, yeah,
Read up.
Yeah.
This is Wits. I'm John Moe. More with Patton Oswalt in just a moment.
Thank you.
This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with Patton Oswalt. Support for Wits comes from Fish Throw, the new offline social network. Find someone you want to be friends with, and throw a fish at them. Then yell, hey, I just threw a fish at you, want to be friends. Fish Throw. Wits is also brought to you by Frozen Yogurt. It tastes like ice cream, but more sad. And by...
Oh, sorry, I got to do their tagline.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me melt in your mouth.
They'd have so many auditions they to really, find the right voice actor
oh,
for
my
that.
God.
Support also provided by Reply All, still the most efficient way of accidentally telling everyone at work your most embarrassing secrets. Ben Lee has been living as a working musician for more than half of his life. He's won 4 Australian Grammys. They're called ARIA Awards. His latest album is called Ayahuasca. Welcome to the work. Here is Ben Lee.
Good morning, good morning, welcome to being here. Good morning, good morning, you've slept 1,000 years. Good morning, but nature heard your tears. Good morning, look up and find the will to grow. Build the strength to breathe, all you need to know comes out of little seeds, pushing through the dirt, then wrap around the trees, feeding on the light that you were born to see.
Good morning, good morning, welcome to being here. Good morning, good morning, you've slept 1,000 years.
Stretch out your arms right across the world and trust the world to hold you. Stretch out your arms right across the world, across the world, across. This is yours to keep. Quietly it grows. Let it learn to speak. Touch the world below. It's bringing you to me. So listen with your bones, feeding on the light that you were born to know. Find the will to grow, build the strength to breathe. All you need to know comes out of little seeds, pushing through the dirt, then wrap around the leaves, feeding on the light that you were born to see. Open your eyes now. Good morning, good morning, welcome to being here. Good morning, good morning, welcome to being here. Good morning, good morning, welcome to being here. Good morning, good morning, welcome, 'cause this is yours to keep. Quiet. Let it learn to speak. Touch the world.
Ben Lee with John Munson and the Witnesses. That song, Will to Grow, that's from your new album.
That's true.
And I understand that you can take the packaging that the album comes from, which is covered in seeds, and plant it in the garden, and flowers will grow.
Yeah, that's true. The artwork is actually, it's fully biodegradable, and it's embedded with wildflower seeds. So it's a very beautiful artwork that my wife, Ione, did the oil painting of, but when you get sick of looking at it, you can then plant it. It's all in an attempt to, you know, reimagine what is this weird music industry that we're in. We've got to find new models and whatnot.
Let's travel to Australia, because I have to ask you about this. You were discovered when you were 14. You were playing this music that got attention from Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Everyone starts paying attention to this music you're making. What's that like when you're 14 and in Australia and all these guys are, like, digging what you're doing?
It's very hard to remember. I was, you know, that last song, The Will to Grow, that is so much about the type of urge that pushes people to do acts of stupidity or, bravery / stupidity of putting yourself out there in such a vulnerable way. But for some reason, whatever it was, both probably an urge to escape the mundane nature of sort of conformist teenage life in the Jewish middle-class suburbs, mixed with a genuine creative expression. You know, it's like I just felt this massive push to trying to express myself and create something different. So it was an amazing thing when all these bands who I loved sort of recognized what I was doing and offered to help me out and get my music out there.
I was surprised to see that you are a judge on the Australian version of The Voice.
I was a mentor. I'm an assistant, like the assistant.
A coach, mentor?
There's the coach. No, yes. There's the coaches, and then they each have an industry insider as their helper.
Oh.
And that's me.
So you weren't in one of the spin-around chairs then?
I did not get to spin around in the chair, but I loved the experience, though. My whole attitude is about subversion within the mainstream, you know, like I've always loved pop culture, and I believe it was a great opportunity for me to get on a stage where people were sort of, even if just from their own minds, being pressured to sort of conform and pander and play the game. And I would just get up there and say, look, you're probably going to lose this. And even if you win, that is no guarantee of any type of success. We've watched enough reality shows. But what you do have, 10% of Australia watches The Voice, meaning 2 million people. You have 2.5 minutes to stand on a stage in front of 2.5 million people. What you need to do is get out of the competition, forget about that whole thing, and just shine your authenticity of what you are, and just radiate whatever kind of weird, freaky energy you've got, be it, and it will draw events towards it. The next chapter of your life will be written by you being authentic. So that was my advice to them.
Thanks for bringing your music and your voice to our show. Ben Lee, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wits. I'm John Moe here with Patton Oswalt and Ben Lee.
Big Brother, have you seen my... Oh, hello, Linus.
What?
Sally, now is not a good time.
Are you okay, Linus?
I'm okay.
Lucy told Linus that he needed to stop carrying his blanket around, so he asked me to hide it from him and not to give it back no matter what.
Yeah, I was right to do it, Charlie Brown. I don't need that blanket. Well, what is it anyway, right? A scrap of flannel? So what, right?
Oh, my poor sweet Babu. You're quitting cold turkey?
Look, I'm not a baby anymore, okay? Do I need to carry around a symbol of my roots? what did I do as a baby that I'm so proud of? I need to carry a trophy, right?
How long has he been without?
Just a few minutes.
Yeah, listen, you guys, I'm kind of freaking out here.
Sally, get me a damp washcloth.
You got it.
Linus, we're gonna get you through this.
Oh, man, I don't know, man, all right? I mean, this was Lucy's idea, and she doesn't help people, okay? She's a freak, Charlie Brown. She's a fuss budget, all right? And she can't sleep if you're sleeping. She needs to know you're feeling centipedes crawling around in your skull. That's when her brain goes quiet and she can rest. I mean, She's my sister, and I love her, but she's the Marquis de Sade, and she's always been alive since Cain killed Abel, you know?
I'll take your word for it.
Here's the washcloth, Linus. I'm wiping your forehead now. Relax.
Sally, thank you. That feels nice.
That's the first time you said my name out loud. I like it. Say it again.
Sally.
Linus.
I feel...
Linus? Linus.
I smell something. Oh, it's growing. What's that smell? Oh, Saigon. Good grief, I'm still in stupid Saigon.
Linus, can you hear me? It's Charlie Brown.
Oh, good old Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I'm here.
Charlie, don't surf!
I won't.
What are we doing on a farm?
I can't watch this. Give him his stupid blanket back.
Then this is all for nothing. Oh, come on, Line. You can do this, buddy.
Oh, God, that smell again. What's that smell? It's like cinnamon. It's like... Oh, no!
He's burning up.
Get the blanket!
I'm not getting him the blanket.
Don't be a blockhead.
Don't call me a blockhead.
Linus, hold on.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. Keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the great pumpkin. Glory to him in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Linus, are you okay?
I know what the smell is. It's pumpkin pie. It's great pumpkin pie. We killed him. He's not coming back. We're alone. All alone.
Your fever's breaking.
Linus, here's your blanket. I'm so sorry.
I don't need it anymore. We're alone, but we're not forsaken by God, pumpkin, man, or blanket. For peace and goodwill toward men need not a symbol, but only the will to do it. Let us go and listen to Schroeder play the piano. For that is the true beauty.
Good grief.
Yes, Charlie Brown, the best grief, healing grief. I feel, for the first time, I feel whole.
Here with more music, Ben Lee.
Bye. way I like it. That's the way I like it. She'd tell me about the winds from Santa Ana. And that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. She told me she loved me like fireworks. Cause that's the way I like it. So Gautier on the radio, and that's the way I like it. And they play Tyler the Creator on the radio, and that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. And they play The Witnesses on the radio, and that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. They don't play me on the radio, but that's the way I like it. So
with John Munson and The Witnesses. You're listening to Wits. More from Patton Oswalt and Ben Lee in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, the guy what hosts it. Support for Wits comes from books, or as they're otherwise known, intelligent tree zombies. Support also provided by tiny, tiny, oh-so-tiny people who are tired of having their tiny kitchen tables stolen by pizza companies for use in pizza boxes. Give us back our tiny tables, pizza companies. We want to have our itty-bitty dinners. Pop song correspondences. A report by animal control officers Daryl Hall and John Oates. Officer Oates and I were assigned to investigate complaints of some kind of beast that eats man, a man-eater.
We have a report and something more. See, Officer Hall and I and we're musicians and, we're getting pretty good, so we set parts of this report to music.
Yeah.
And We hope you like it.
Right. Okay, now we have some experience with man-eaters. Yes. Not sure what species they are. They might be a bear, a wolf, something like that. But the female is the one that hunts, and she's nocturnal. Oates and I have seen them.
Daryl, we cover this in the song. Play the tape.
She'll only come out at night, the lean and hungry type. Nothing is new, I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting, oh, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door.
I wrote that last part with, I was sitting in the park writing lyrics, and this guy came out of one of the bathrooms, and the man-eater pounced and ate him. And she must have been sitting right next to me, you know?
Oates gets really caught up in his lyrics. He's just in a whole different world. I'm the same way with hair care products. But we found a way to warn each other when we're in danger of getting man-eaten.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man-eater.
Oh, here she comes.
Well, watch out, Hall, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
Oates, she's a man-eater.
It works well. And more importantly, it sounds great, and it allowed us to escape unharmed so we could make more music. The man-eater would, you know, eat other people and not us.
Yeah, now as animal control officers, shouldn't we try to capture or kill the man-eater? But one, we didn't know, was she a tiger, a leopard, or some kind of crazy cow? And two, what if we got hurt?
I wanted to grab the man-eater this one time, but Daryl here stopped me. He said, what did you say?
I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly, man. She could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter. Oh, the beauty is there, but the beast is in the heart.
So the man-eater is still at large. Now, the women in town are unharmed. That's the good news.
The bad news, of course, is all of the eaten men. But the great news is our music. I mean, Daryl and I will be off patrol for the next few weeks, you know, cutting a new demo. So, you know, good luck. And in the meantime, the men of this city should just use our catchy song to warn each other.
Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man-eater.
Oatsie, here she comes.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Whoa, D-Hole, here she comes.
She's a man-eater.
Sincerely, Daryl Hall and John Oates, animal control
really
officers.
Really awesome musicians.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? A show called Wits. I'm John Moe. And now the Wits Game Show. Patton Oswalt, you've been in movies in both flesh and animated rat form. Mm-hmm. Ben Lee, you've been in movies in song and flesh form. This week's game, Battle for the Green Light. You're going to try to get some movies made. I'll give you the name of a movie that one might not have heard of on account that it doesn't exist. Patton Oswalt, you make the pitch to the big-time Hollywood producers to get this thing going. Ben Lee, you play the theme song to the film to convince Hollywood to make this picture. Whichever of you makes the best case wins the round. I will decide the winner after each round in a manner that is capricious and grossly unfair. Patton Oswalt, you'll go first.
Okay, ready.
The film is The Horrible Crate of Dr. Kindness.
Oh, The Horrible Crate of Dr. Kindness. This is sort of a... think of this as kind of the push me, pull you, indie, twee, mumblecore, kind of Lena Dunham meets Eli Roth, where the title itself kind of represents the duality of our young generation. And basically, we'll probably convince I don't know, Kristen Stewart to star in it. So we'll make the money back. It's clear that I don't really have the script, but she's interested. I got her to sign a napkin at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. So why are we even sitting here talking? Let's build the set. Let's do it.
Mmm. Pretty strong. Plotless, but that may not be a hindrance. Mm-hmm. Ben Lee, please play the theme from The Horrible Crate of Dr. Kindness.
Hey, Dr. Kindness, what you got in your crate? It looks like another crate. It's like a Babushka doll series of crates, going from really big to really small. But the kindness keeps getting bigger.
The ending left me wanting more, but if that's an opening sequence and then we see the crate, I think
it's
we'll
like
have
a
to
trilogy,
start.
You know? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
The CGI budget for the smaller crates is going to eat up all any profits we're going to make. You're insane to go with that pitch.
The round goes to Ben Lee.
No.
All right, Patton, you start this one.
Okay.
The Unnecessary Pilgrim.
We open up on a close shot of the Mayflower about to leave England, filled with the pilgrims that are going to found America at Plymouth Rock. But running up the pier, trying to get on at the last minute, is Jack Black in a pilgrim costume, and his buckle flies off, and his hat, and the boat is pulling out. He grabs onto the rope, and then wackiness is about to ensue.
What? In the Atlantic Ocean?
Exactly.
It's a star vehicle, Ben Lee. Your chance to play the song from The Unnecessary Pilgrim.
I'm going in a bit of a different direction.
Driving down the highway, popped into a Taco Bell, saw what was on the menu, decided to try a different Taco Bell down the highway. And that was the pilgrimage. Totally unnecessary.
Well, that was terrible. So Patton Oswalt gets the round.
Yes!
It's okay, you got the round. You got the round. You don't need them. You got the round. Radio fans, things got a little heated in here. Patton Oswalt threw down a music stand, and we almost had an incident, but
keep
I think we're going to be okay.
Forgetting about the animals that NPR brings out.
I know. Ben Lee, you'll go first this time. The movie is Ow! The Motion Picture.
When you stub your toe. Ow. When you twist your ankle, ow. When things hurt you, ow. When you broke my heart. Ow. It turned me into a werewolf.
Did not see that coming.
Did not.
Blindsided on that one.
That was
pretty amazing. Patton Oswalt, please tell us the pitch for Ow the Motion Picture.
From the makers of New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, the movie comes Ow the Motion Picture. Hilary Swank has a hangnail. Jamie Foxx has an ingrown hair. Ryan Reynolds spills lemon juice on a sunburn. And 15 other great stars experiencing blinding, unnecessary pain over 2 hours of love, laughter, and adventure. Ow the Motion Picture!
I'm giving you both points for that. The winner of the Wits game show is Patton Oswalt. This is a program called Wits, and I am a host called John Moe.
Is it safe in here? Can you help us?
Oh, you bet. Welcome to Spitz Video. I'm Melvin Spitz, owner and proprietor of the last independent video store in existence since the apocalypse.
We just escaped. We've been held prisoner by the lizard people and forced to work in salt mines. I'm Gary, and this is my wife, Sheila. Can you hide us?
Well, I'm sorry if I wanted to take in every human straggler. I'd run a motel. What I can do is rent you a pristine copy of Barbarella on Laserdisc.
You don't even rent DVDs?
DVDs? If I loved terrible audio, maybe. See, the data on Laserdisc is encoded at a full bit rate instead of a minuscule half bit rate.
It's the lizard people! We've got to get out of here!
Oh, Krang and Glarb, my two best reptilian customers!
How you doing? Oh, crud, humans. Oh, this is embarrassing. Yeah, we were kind of sneaking away from work right now before all the good movies were gone.
Yes, listen, humans. You escaped from salt mines. We escaped from salt mines, right. So none of this happened. Cool.
You mean you're not going to kill us?
Or eat us like the reptilian aliens in V?
Oh. Whoa, okay. First, Sheila, excellent V reference. The original 1983 miniseries is in stock, by the way. But this isn't about humans versus lizard people. We're all here for cinema.
I'm not. I'm here to survive. Movies don't matter.
Oh, there's no call for that.
I'm going to look past that, Gary.
Jeez. And,
Krang, my main man, what can I get you?
Well, we're dropping off Taxi Driver. By the way, A+. I'm talking to me. That Robert De Niro boy, he's scary.
De Niro. And here's Peggy Sue Got Married, which we adore.
Love it.
You were not kidding about Nicolas Cage's performance, Melvin. Amazing. I didn't even like him in Wicker Man.
He makes big choices.
Yes, indeed.
I remember before the nuclear volcanic explosion that blocked out the sun and morphed you guys from regular lizards into 7-foot-tall, hyper-intelligent monsters.
Sure.
Cage was on inside the actor's studio talking about the voice he chose for Peggy Sue Got Married. That man, he's completely underrated.
Fascinating.
You know which one I loved? Guarding Tess.
Melvin, I'm returning Transformers Dark of Moon. You have Transformers Revenge of Fallen.
Now, I told you, Dog Man, it's a special order, and society collapsed, so give it a week.
But Dog Man needs action movie.
Okay, here, hey, take Die Hard and RoboCop. They're better for you.
Thank you, Melvin.
You know, Melvin, it's noble how you try to educate Dog Man.
Yes.
Don't cower or try to burn him like the other humans do.
Very nice.
I have a thing for people that aren't quite people, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
People that, I can't believe you. You are a traitor to your kind.
My kind? You mean the ones who decided they were better off without video stores? My kind who chose to wade through the minefields of online streaming without an expert guide? The lizard people are my kind. They're cinephiles.
That's right, yeah.
You know, honey, this is a great selection. Mm. Look, he's got Mothra.
Mothra? Who cares? There are actual giant moths flying around the ruins of the city right now.
Well, hey, Gary, you know, you should respect your wife and respect Mothra.
Uh-huh.
She's an allegorical hero for humanity. Come on.
Yes, know your movies, Gary.
Gary, I am not going back to those salt mines, so you better suck it up and say something nice about Terrence Malick.
Human female, you understood Tree of Life?
Whoa.
Well, It was tough, but I did. Maybe we could watch it together and have a discussion.
I love that.
Sheila, you hated that movie. The whole Sean Penn character's a joke. Why is he even there?
Whoa, I do not bring that trash talk into my store, mister.
Human Sheila, should we eat Gary for you?
Okay, let's do that.
No, just take him back to the salt mines. Nah. We've grown apart.
Okay.
Fine. At least the mines have Netflix.
Oh, give him a double shift out of my store!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ben Lee.
Just drove off, sometimes life's okay. I ran my mouth off a bit too much. What did I say? Well, you just laughed it off, it was all okay.
Make Wits happen thanks to our broadcast engineer Rob Byers and Fitzgerald Theater staff Tom Campbell, Alan Freckman, Mike Wongan, and Dan Zimmerman. We're on Twitter at Wits, on Facebook, just look for us, on the World Wide Web, witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out. Write a review if you could. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and Allison Augusti and Lauren McGuire. Our acting company included Bill Corbett, Kevin Murphy, and Ione Sky. We were joined by music director John Munson and the witnesses Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Music guest Ben Lee, and of course, Patton Oswalt. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney, which was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Bowl, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.